This episode is brought to you by Harry's. Go to harrys.com/cag to claim your shave set trial offer. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CagCast episode number 560. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. As always, we're joined by Wombat.
It.
It was so hard getting past the ad and intro that I didn't dare introduce anything else.
Other than my name, it works.
Yeah. The lodestar of the podcast.
Hey. Wow. Getting political.
I don't even know what lodestar means. It was a Sega CD game. I know that.
I thought that was the character from Spaceballs.
That's about as political as I get, is I don't know what lodestar means.
I assumed that it was a typo.
Lodestar.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody. I don't think we want to dive into the political waters.
The only man who would dare give me the raspberry, Cheapy D.
I don't even know what that's from. Is that Spaceballs?
It's Spaceballs.
I haven't seen that in so long. That's time for it.
I'm pretty sure it's on every streaming service.
Probably holds up, I'm thinking.
You know what? Ty would probably like it because he's seen the Star Wars movies.
Mm-hmm.
So he would probably enjoy it. It's a movie you guys can watch together.
I could make it happen.
I know you can. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Especially
now. And
then
it's something you could talk about on the show next week, how you guys watched it together and how Ty hated it.
No, he likes everything.
Yeah.
You know, he's never really watched the movie and said, oh, like, I hated that. It's really, does it get an 8, 9, or 10? That's pretty much,
and
it is his new
parts
favorite
of that
movie.
He would think we're slow.
Be interesting. Maybe.
I don't know if he's ready for that suck and blow humor.
We ain't found shit. I saw that movie in the theaters. I was his age.
Were you ready for suck and blow humor?
No, probably not. But I saw it in the theater. I was his age and I loved it. So
I remember my dad explaining to me the the joke in Airplane 2 where they had to blow the computer and mm-hmm. They're talking about blowing the computer, and you see the computer smiling.
Mm-hmm. We got to blow rock.
Right.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, I didn't get it. And I remember, like, when my dad explained, I asked my dad about the joke, and I wish I really didn't.
So your dad explained it to you?
What's that?
Your dad just, like, straight out just told you about blowjobs at that point?
Well, how old was I? When did that movie come out?
I want to say that movie came out
before I was born.
I'm going to say.
Sorry, I'm old.
85?
82, it came out. Okay, but so I'm sure this was on cable, so I don't know when it was on HBO back then.
Yeah, that sounds like. I know it was on cable a lot in the 80s, more than probably Airplane 1.
Oh, so, Airplane 2, yes. Airplane 2 was on cable nonstop.
Yeah, I was like, it was probably cheaper to get than Airplane 1.
Right. So it's hard for me to actually date when that actually happened.
I understand.
It's all a learning experience. Somehow.
Sure.
Anyway, we had Osaka Grandma staying with us for the last week or so.
Well, how was that?
It was really good.
Nice.
They went to the U.S. Open, Mrs. Chibi and her mom. She's you know, there's a couple of good Japanese tennis players right now, and they're doing very well in the U.S. Open, and Osaka Grandma is a fan of them. So she was watching a lot of tennis in the house. She was very glad that I had my dad's cable login so we could watch ESPN everywhere.
You also have a cable box and cable.
But it was so much easier to not have to do that and just log in. And then she could watch any match you wanted. And no commercials. Well, I guess no, they had commercials.
Yeah.
But she stayed up till 2 in the morning or something watching somebody hit the ball. Not a Japanese person. But it was a good visit. We went to the MoMA and we caught the very end of the exhibit that my PlayStation 3 unboxing video was in. So it was good to impress.
Did you just stand next to it so people could come up and say, is that you? Is that you?
I took a picture there and I tried to keep it on the DL, but there were actually a lot of people there and, you know, I was with my son, and he was not very subtle about it. And so I was embarrassed, mostly. But I tried to enjoy it.
You should have gone to Adventureland with me.
No. I don't think we would have, that would have went well. But I, you know, it's nice to be able to impress your mother-in-law with, like, by being in a, like, a nice museum.
Your art.
My art. And her daughter's art, because her daughter was the camera woman.
Oh, yeah.
Family affair.
So, this was a big deal. I mean, I got a hug at the airport.
Has that never happened before?
I'm not sure. I think it might. She's not very, like, hands-on. It could have been, like, I feel like it might have been. Well, maybe not the first time, but maybe the first time in a while. I don't know.
I get it, because my mother-in-law, also not a hugger. My father-in-law is. Mother-in-law, new.
And it was just me and her. Because the other, you know, I took her to the airport this morning. You know, Ty's first day of school and Mrs. Chibi back to work. So, yeah, I got a hug. So I felt pretty good. I guess she had a good time. We delivered. I think it was the TV in the guest room with the
Did she grab your butt?
She did
her butt grab with it?
She did not grab my butt.
Eh, then it wasn't that good.
We did, you know, when we picked her up at the airport when she first arrived, we went right to dinner at Bigelow's, you know, the famous fried clam place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just counter seating there.
TripAdvisor's number one restaurant in Nassau County, yes.
That's really true, huh?
That's what they, at least when I went to look at it, that's what they said.
Okay. And we sat down at the counter, and I noticed that Osaka Grandma was sitting right next to a guy who is open carrying a pistol of some sort. I didn't really get like a great look at it, and I didn't want to make a big fuss about it. I know you don't see that too often here on Long Island. Have you seen? You've seen that a couple of times, Juan. But I know I've seen on your Twitter.
On my what was it? On Sunday, I saw a giant pickup truck with Trump stickers all over the back and a full sized Confederate flag on a flagpole stuck in the back, waving in the back.
Nice. Did it have no truck nuts?
It probably had truck nuts. It just seeing a Confederate flag in the north, I feel is weird.
It's just saying like black people stay away from my truck.
It's kind of crazy. Crazy. That's the word I'll use.
Yeah. So Osaka Grandma got to sit next to a guy with a gun, and I know she's never done that before. I knew that wasn't. She didn't even notice. I told her after. I didn't want to freak her out. So I waited until after she had her fried clams or oysters, I think she had.
Sure.
But it was a good trip. It was a good trip. Nobody, they do a lot of drinking, Osaka Grandma and daughter, when they're here.
That doesn't surprise me.
And I just go play video games.
That's kind of like what it's like when my wife and my mother get together.
They're drinking wine, probably.
Yeah, they drink a lot of wine. Or vodka. Sometimes it's vodka.
And a lot of talking.
And a lot of talking really loudly. And they get just hammered.
Yeah.
And I just sit on the couch because there's nothing else I could do.
See, the nice thing, I'll tell you like the pros of having a Japanese mother-in-law, or at least the one that I have, is she's a very small footprint, literally and figuratively, when she comes to visit. She's a small woman. She doesn't complain a lot or do anything or, you know, speak a lot. She's not noisy. And she goes to bed at 9 o'clock. So it's very low impact, very low carbon footprint inside my house. So she's a great guest. They just, that's great. What else we got here? Oh, I bought myself a birthday present because my birthday's next week. I think
the 9th?
It's on the 9th, just like the Dreamcast. It's easy to remember.
Yeah.
I bought I bought like a smart posture thing that you put on your back and it connects to your smartphone to get you to have good posture.
That sounds like someone laughed at you when you bought it.
No, I did it on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
I saw an Instagram ad. I feel like Instagram ads are very effective on me lately because I bought the DC Universe subscription because those ads were in my face. And they're still in my face, even though I bought the fucking subscription. And this smart back thing, I forgot what's Upright, it's called, or Upright Go. So it's, yeah, it's $80. You stick it to your back, and I guess I don't know what you do actually because it hasn't come yet. But I'll let you know next week. Stay tuned. Stay tuned for the next face wash scrubber thing. This could be good though, because for tall people, you know, we have bad posture because we're always crouching down to talk to you short asses.
So you have to stick this thing to your back every day?
I don't think you do it every day. I think there's some exercises that it has you do. So like a certain, like, I don't know. I'll let you know next week. It's definitely not something that you're supposed to wear every day. There's some program. There's an app that you put on your phone, and then it leads you through a program sticking this thing to your back like a fucking cyborg. So I'm excited to have good posture and look like a moron with this thing stuck to my back. How about some show feedback, Wombat?
Sure. Woody Nickname has to say, man, Wombat's farm vacation sounds so incredibly serene and relaxed. I felt my stress levels simmer down just listening to his recap. Thanks for that, sir. It was very nice, and I'm back at work, and I have a chest infection, and I'm on antibiotics, and everything is lousy now. So, boo. Right.
Was it relaxing, or were you just yelling at each other while you were milking cows?
No, it was very relaxing. Okay. It was nice because the kids could just kind of, were like, I didn't have to watch them at all on the farm. There's so much land and there's no vehicles, and it's just like, yeah, you guys have fun. I'm going to stand over here. I'm going to drink a cup of coffee. Let me know when breakfast is ready.
Got it. All right. Good. Yeah. Go on with this show feedback.
Karufu and me.
You can't, he's written in so many times. You can't figure out how to say his name properly.
Karu Finwi.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, I know. Who knows when those silly Japanese companies will. This is in regards to the Xbox payment plan.
All Access, I believe
all
it's called.
All Access, yes.
Please use the proper terminology.
Sorry. That's why you're here. Who knows when those silly Japanese companies will wise up and follow Microsoft's lead. In the meantime, Nintendo and Sony will just have to manage with having consoles that sell far more units worldwide every month.
Ha, 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 ha. I get it. Because they make more money. They're right. They're doing it right.
Yes. Has Nintendo been selling more monthly than the Xbox does?
Yes.
Okay. I'm asking. I don't know.
I mean, sure. It doesn't really, that's not the barometer of if something is good or not because it's outselling something else. I think we can point to a lot of garbage movies and other things that make a lot of money that are of not good quality.
You're not saying that Nintendo and Sony are not of good quality.
No. I'm saying we don't judge ideas or products based on necessarily by how well they sell. It doesn't make a lot of sense, really. Right, just because you know the Switch is outselling the Xbox doesn't mean their online system is better than
the Xbox. Yeah, that's the instant place to go right there. Right.
It's just there's a million places to go.
Right,
you don't even have to go with video games. But anyway,
right. But that's the easy one right there. Is you could look at the online services of those two consoles, and clearly one of them is leaps and bounds ahead of the other one.
Right. And just look at the humble teacher. Just because he doesn't make as much money as like a stockbroker or an investment banker doesn't mean he's of lesser worth as a human being. Worthington's Law, right? Mr. Show?
Yeah, sure.
All right. What else we got?
Lex Zap has to say, what gaming is happening on the train commute these days? He asks me.
Mm-hmm.
These days, I am seeing almost no 3DSs and Switches anymore on my train rides. I see the occasional Switch, but really not that often. Rarely do I see a 3DS, and I don't think I've seen a Vita or anything along those lines in years. I do see a lot of people playing games on their phones still, but even that has sort of kind of faded. Mostly what you get now, and I think this is really due to the fact that Netflix and Amazon now let you download, you know, in the last couple of years, a lot of it is people just watching things.
I thought you were going to say sniffing glue.
Sniffing glue. No, you get a lot of, like, I guarantee you there's at least one person on my train car watching The Office every morning. And by one person, I mean five.
Right, half the train car is watching The Office.
Half the train car is watching reruns of The Office.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised because everybody's carrying a pretty good gaming machine in their pocket.
Yeah, but they're not playing games. They're watching TV.
Right. Right. More than a gaming. A pretty good gaming machine, but also all the entertainment in the world.
Exactly. It's just people. It's like I was watching the other day. I was on the train, and just because I was watching Spider-Man because I had downloaded it because why not? I was watching Spider-Man Homecoming, and the person sitting next to me was watching Guardians of the Galaxy.
As they were meant to be seen.
Yeah. So, you know.
Did you hold hands?
We did. Nice. We high-fived a couple of times.
Sweet. All right. Read this next one.
Younger Wombat wants to know, why does Wombat say he doesn't post on Twitter, yet he posts multiple times a day? I did today. That's true. I was bad today. I went on Twitter yesterday because I wanted to see the Spider-Man feedback, mm-hmm. and then I just kind of got trapped.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that a break's coming soon because today was sort of... It's so toxic, it's ridiculous. And then you get sucked into the toxicness of Twitter. And it's... Yeah, I don't have it on my phone. It's all just on my computer. So if I'm working, there's a chance I'm going to hop on Twitter.
I tweeted today about... Paul McCartney was on Howard Stern.
Yep.
And it was a really good interview. It's like, you know, Paul McCartney, you want to...
He gives a good interview.
He gives always. A good interview. And, you know, most of the time when you see him, it's on TV and it's like a 6-minute interview or something or, you know, there's commercials, whatever. This is like basically an hour and a half him sitting down with, you know, one of the best interviewers ever. Really good. And I made a tweet about it and somebody was like criticizing me on Twitter. Like somebody's following me on Twitter. And somehow, like saying that Paul McCartney was, I think he didn't like it because Paul McCartney said he saw God when doing acid or something like that. Who cares? I mean, I don't know.
Who cares? What is that?
How could you get mad about that? The guy's in the fucking Beatles. He's going to be not alive soon, probably. I didn't want to say he's going to be dead soon. I tried to make it sound better, and that was the best I could come up with, not alive.
He's the most famous person in the world.
Is he?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think. Who do you think it is?
Who's the most famous person?
I think it's Obama.
You think so?
The whole world.
I was going to say it might even be someone that we don't even know.
No, it's not that.
I think that's possible. There's a lot of other people.
You maybe. You don't get out much.
That's true. I think Paul McCartney is up there, but yeah. I mean, you know.
It used to be Michael Jackson when he was alive.
Ooh.
Most famous people in the world.
He hasn't been
world.
As popular since he's been dead.
Barack Obama, number one.
There
Nobody
you go.
Admitted. This is not right. This is not right.
I stand corrected. I don't know that I ever said I think you're totally wrong, but I stand corrected.
I'm looking at some bullshit list that's meaningless. Forget I said. I have no confirmation on this. Anyway,
post who you think the most famous person in the world is on Chibi's Twitter.
Twitter, yes.
Twitter.com/ChibiD. And all you have to don't give any context. Just tweet a name to him.
Right. I think, yeah. I don't know. Okay. I also wanted to mention that a lot of you wrote in and told me about how to fix my Xbox YouTube problem. And the solution was to delete the app and re-download it. And that seems to have kept me logged in now. So thank you for the multiple people who told me how to fix that. That was annoying.
Elegant.
Very annoying.
Elegant solution.
Right. I should have figured that out on my own. But here we are.
Good work.
I like to have our audience feel like they're useful.
I think you're so useful.
That's not what I said at all.
I know.
He was talking to the audience. It was the grand you, not you.
I may have had a half a bottle of champagne before we did this show.
Which half?
The good half. The top.
The crust.
It was funny, though, because before we drank it, you know, we took the foil off and we put the bottle down because we were cooking dinner while we were drinking the champagne. And the cork popped on its own. Okay. So I was over at the stove. My wife was chopping vegetables. The next thing you know, we just heard the pop. It scared the crap out of us. So, yeah. Fun story. What have you been watching?
Boo. Trying not to have die of a heart attack. What are we watching? Yes, it's Watch This Bitches. I rented a movie with Mrs. Chibi the other night. We rented Upgrade. You've probably heard of it.
I have. How is it? I have heard of it.
It's pretty good. We enjoyed it. It's a, I guess, an independent take on the RoboCop concept, more or less, but done in a unique way. And I wouldn't want to spoil anything, but it's a sort of a revenge movie with, you know, a RoboCop vibe. And it was really well done. It's amazing. Like, I thought the movie looked really good, and I'm sure, like, it didn't have the biggest of budgets. It's amazing what you can put together these days if in an indie film. You know, a really nice-looking science fiction movie. Upgrade. Check it out. You guys never watch anything that I recommend.
I'll watch Upgrade when it's like easily accessible.
There's certain parts of the show where I feel like I'm just talking directly to the audience, and it's pretty much anytime I watch something for Watch This Bitches.
That's basically true.
It's not
what else
easy.
Are you watching?
It's not easy to do that. Now I know what Rush Limbaugh feels like.
Yes, and you and Rush Limbaugh have a lot in common.
Yes, I'm high on Percocet right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes.
I've been watching Killing Eve as well, which is a TV show that Mrs. Sheepy had heard about. It features Sandra Oh. Do you know who that is?
Yes, from Grey's Anatomy.
From Grey's Anatomy and Arliss. You probably remember
that's
her.
Right. Arliss.
She was on Arliss as well.
She was,
now, these,
she was,
like, these are shows that I've seen.
That's a deep pull. I enjoyed that.
Oh, she was probably the best character on Arliss.
Arliss. I watched that show.
It was a good show, but she was, if you remember her character of Rita Wu, she was like a very funny character, and she always put Arliss in his place because Arliss was pretty much an asshole and he was always fucking up, and somehow she would always like shove it back into his face. But Killing Eve is a really cool spy thriller series. It's like a BBC series, somehow starring Sandra Oh, and it's really well done. I think you can watch this with your wives, actually, because most of the main characters are women. And it's, I don't know, it's really well done. I like Sandra Oh. She does a good job.
All right.
So check that out. You guys should. It was I bought it on Xbox. It was $10 for the season one. I don't like to watch it with commercials.
I understand.
Mm. What else we got here in Watch This Bitches?
I've been watching Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan on the Amazons.
I thought about watching that, but
this is Shipwreck's like 6 episodes into that, I think.
Yeah, I'm about 6 episodes in as well. I may have just finished. I think I'm halfway through episode 6.
How does it compare to the video games?
The video games are better.
Okay.
But this is still pretty good. It's not great, but it's mostly good. I'll give it like a B. A B? That's a good grade.
You don't just see the guy from The Office the whole time?
You see a lot of Jim from The Office play Jim Ryan, super spy. You know, it's. I think he goes from analyst to international spy maybe a little too quickly, which is interesting because they jump right to, but they linger on other subplots maybe a little too long. Like, I think I would like a little more Jack Ryan and a little less of the bad guy's wife. I understand why she's important, but I also don't care about her for more than 2 minutes at a time.
How are the action sequences?
There's not. I mean, there's a couple that are pretty good. I don't think it's really about the action per se, as it is about the intrigue. You know, seeing what they're gonna do. We have a basic idea of what the plot is, and we know things that they don't. So when are they going to learn what we know?
I think it sounds like Killing Eve is in the same genre as this,
yeah,
and
probably.
It sounds like it's better. It sounds like it's a lot better. More original, for sure.
Jack Ryan is very well produced. It's very slick. There is a ton of international locations. This show must have cost Amazon a fortune. You know, that's why they can't pay their employees, because they're too busy making shows like Jack Ryan.
That's why they're pissing in a bottle, because they're afraid to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, because Jack Ryan needs to be in Paris and the Alps and Turkey and everywhere else. So, yeah. It's a good show, though. I mean, I'm enjoying it. Check it out. If you have Amazon Prime, you already paid for it, so might as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Did you read about this Witcher
thing? Yeah. Witcher I think news? That's fine. I like Henry Cavill. You know, whatever. I'm sure he'll do fine.
I have no opinion on it one way or the other. So.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, whatever. Good for him. Anything that, you know, work is work.
I'm not invested in The Witcher or Henry.
It's probably better than...
He was good in Mission Impossible.
He's going to have to live the rest of his life with that whole mustache situation.
Yes.
Like, that is what...
It's not that big of a deal.
No, come on. That's like what he's known for now.
No, he's known for loading his arms now.
Yes,
Mission Impossible took that away. It's the arm thing, definitely.
He was good at that. You can't take that away from him.
No, I think he's fine. I think he's, you know, he's a good-looking guy who could big. Be in action movies.
He's big, too.
Yeah.
And strong.
He'll be fine for the Witcher man.
Yeah.
Is his mustache going to be there? I'm trying to remember what Geralt's facial hair looks like.
So your problem is you've looked at that image for too long, Chip, and it's burned into your brain now. I haven't really, like... done that much research into his mustache thing. So
it's just so weird.
I don't see it at all times.
Okay, yeah. So Geralt has a full, like, well-kempt beard.
So I think that that's what will happen, and they'll have to CGI that out when they bring him back to be Superman.
Just his whole jaw now is...
His whole head. Might as well just render his head separately.
They're going to use the head model from Steppenwolf. It'll just save some time.
Right. But I watched something on Netflix.
Okay.
The Power of Grayskull.
Is it good?
So it's long. It's good. It's a little bit long because a lot of the ground was already covered in The Toys That Made Us, even though this was
okay,
made,
that was going to be my next question.
This was made in 2017.
And this is a documentary about the Masters of the
Yes. And it's good because it has a lot of the same people that were in the Toys That Made Us, they're interviewing them as well here, which makes sense. They got all the right people. I like all of the stuff about the cartoons and the toys, but then they like spent like a half hour on the live action movie almost, it feels like.
Like, okay. I mean, that's a part of it.
They probably had a lot of footage.
Yeah, but it was like none of them they all were trying to like stand by their work on it. Like, and it's like, I don't know, guys. Like, maybe it.
There's no need to defend that. Like it can be a very small part of the movie. Just move past it and go on to the next thing.
Right. Like it was, I forget how to say that. The Skeletor, the Frank Langella.
Yeah.
I got it right.
I was like, you don't know how to say Skeletor?
No, I know how to say Skeletor, but the actor, the famous actor that played Skeletor, Frank Langella.
You mean Skeletor?
he is really serious about his rendition of Skeletor and like the artistic liberties that he took with Skeletor. And it's like...
But he was good as Skeletor.
He was fine as Skeletor. But like just hearing him opining about like these ad libs he did and these like it's like he was like being in Hamlet but Skeletor, and that's how he played it as well.
So what's wrong with that? I'd rather him take it seriously than not care.
Well, the problem with that movie was it tried to take itself seriously though. It was that movie was really strange. Like they talk about
was,
like
that movie was
like they said okay, we knew we had to like get from Eternia to New York City in like the first 15 minutes. And I'm just thinking they're going, wait, let's go back to that. Why did we have to do that?
It's cheaper.
But it's not. Save like, money, yeah. It can't be that
it's
much
really.
Cheaper. Like,
back then, maybe.
Fly the cast out to like some field somewhere. And now you're in Eternia.
Right. Yeah. Well, I guess like that was like what the producer said. Okay, we're going to green light this movie, but only 15 minutes are going to take place in Eternia.
We have to make sure that everybody that hates this source material or that loves this source material will hate this rendition of it. But no, it's a good documentary.
How much Ram Man is in it?
There is some Ram Man. They talk about Ram Man quite a bit. They talk about how
very controversial
the art styles, where they got all the that from, and how they repainted different characters. Like Stinkor is a repaint of Merman, and that type of stuff. But it was cool. It was interesting too, because like the guy who was like the lead designer on all of the toys and characters, he apparently went on to work on the Turtles line, which
that makes
sense.
Yeah,
and that was about the time
that tracks.
That was about the time where all the characters that were coming out in Masters of the Universe were just terrible, and so because it was a new guy doing it, not if that guy was doing a bad job, it just like it lost it there, and it was like okay, and that makes sense because Turtles just came and ate his lunch at that point. But I don't know. It was kind of sad because there was all kinds of people on there hoping that Masters of the Universe was going to make a comeback, and I don't know. I don't know if Courtney Cox is up for another Masters of the Universe movie.
Was she in that?
Yes, she was.
Who is she in that? Who is she?
She's the girl from Earth whose parents are dead.
Julie Winston, your favorite Masters of the Universe character.
That was supposed to be another movie, but then at the last minute they made it Masters of the Universe, or Universal Soldier was supposed to be the sequel?
That could be true. I don't remember that part of it, but this was definitely started as a Masters of the Universe movie.
Okay. Huh. I think maybe Universal Soldier was supposed to be Masters of the Universe Part 2, but I could be making that up too. So, don't quote me on that. I don't know. Don't hold me accountable for that statement.
I might have to.
Will you?
Wombat, do you want to take either or both of these read this bitches questions, or do you want to ignore them?
I mean, it's up to you. I'm fine either way. Maybe Shipwreck wants to help with that other one. What do you think?
I was taking a drink. I think I'm fine if we answer these.
Okay. So then we'll do both. R. Keislin has to say, how would New Wombat and or Shipwreck handle Magneto in the future with his World War II origin becoming more unreasonable with how long ago it was? Well, there's a couple of ways you could do this. One, you could slow down Magneto's aging process. You could say it has something to do with gravity because he has magnet powers. I don't know. It's dumb enough to just be like, all right, whatever. Or maybe he's the child of. Or the grandchild of, Holocaust survivors or not survivors. Like maybe his grandparents were killed and his parents had to, fight their way out and they instilled that in him. These are all
frozen and ice.
Reasonable things. Yeah, or frozen and ice.
Works every time.
More importantly, how would they handle this in the My Hero Academia universe?
I don't know. I've never watched an episode.
They would have a power for not aging.
Mm-hmm. There. Power for non-aging.
A quirk, if you would.
Yes. And M. Scheinman asks, you have mentioned your Marvel Unlimited favorites in the past. The Visions was fantastic. Any others you recommend? Shipwreck, anything other than the Visions you would recommend?
I really like that similar time frame Howard the Duck run. It's completely different than what Vision was, but I think that had some really quality writing, and I don't know if you want to get quirky. Squirrel Girl featuring the CAD cast is really good as well.
If you like the Visions, you could read Champions. That has Viv Vision in it, and there is some future interactions with Vision and Viv Vision that are interesting, and there's a good chunk of them, about 2 years of them on there now. So there you go. I recommend that.
All right, then. Mm-hmm. I think we're up to new releases.
Excellent. There is a Marvel video game coming out.
Wolverine?
Yes. Wolverine. They have remastered it just in time for Spider-Man to come out. So, perfect. Spider-Man, it's a no, PlayStation 4 exclusive. Exclusively on your PlayStation 4. It's getting good reviews. People like Spider-Man.
Well, you're getting the console.
I am getting the console. It will...
I'm getting...
I ordered it from Target for the maximum savings, and I don't know if it'll be here Friday or not. I'll survive if I'm not playing Spider-Man
will you,
at
though?
The same time as everybody else.
I what about the online?
About the I'll online? Is there online?
No.
There's no online. I bought it.
Did
you buy it, GB?
Yeah, it's coming Friday.
Everybody bought it.
Best
I'm
buy.
I'm picking mine up
it's
Friday.
It's
going to
be
a
big buyer.
Yes, for sure.
Congratulations, Spider-Man. You have a hit game.
Right. I'm excited to swing around the best rendered New York City ever.
Yep.
I haven't read any of the reviews, so I couldn't tell you anything about it.
Nope. I know that it's going to be good. I know it has puddles.
Less puddles.
I know people were complaining that Black Cat doesn't have enough boobs.
That's in the DLC, though. Yeah. So maybe in the next DLC, she'll have more boobs.
She'll have more boobs. All right. And that's all I know.
Great.
Boobs.
Mm-hmm.
We'll I'm sure we'll week. Be talking about it in for many weeks to come.
Many, many weeks.
Many moons.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to playing that very much.
Is there anything else worth talking about?
Sure.
Yes.
What?
There is.
Oh.
What did you want to talk about? GB Divinity Original Sin 2?
Maybe.
Did you buy that?
I didn't, but I thought about buying it on PC.
I thought you already owned it on PC.
I owned the first one that I never played. I did play, actually. I played a lot. I didn't say, why did I say I never played it? I played
I don't know.
10 hours, probably. I know, but I have a hard time buying it at base. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to pay full price for it, and the chance of me even coming close to scratching the surface on it is pretty low, unless I have somebody to play with. I don't know. So it's hard for me to pull the trigger on that. But it's gotten, the console version's gotten great reviews, like 96 Metacritic and some
shit.
It's
not bad.
It's crazy. So, yeah. What else we got?
We have... Man, this is not... Nothing that we really wanted to compete with Spider-Man is what we have.
Penguin
Dragon
Wars.
Quest.
Yes. Dragon
or a penguin.
11. Echoes of an Elusive Age. That seems like it's not
you
getting
like
the fanfare
stuff.
Because Spider-Man is covering everything.
That doesn't surprise me.
You like Dragon Quest.
I do like Dragon Quest.
How come you're not?
Because it's coming out the same day as Spider-Man.
I like the
DS
version.
It's the same problem I'm having with like Tomb Raider comes out like next week or something. And I want to play Tomb Raider, but that seems like that's not a great release date for Tomb Raider.
What is a good release date for Tomb Raider?
Spring.
August.
Yeah.
August would have been a good release date for Tomb Raider.
Following up Spider-Man, like the next week or maybe it's a week and a half because of the weird Friday release.
Mm-hmm.
But like when you are known for a single player story driven game, action game, that's a tough follow when people just bought Spider-Man.
It's for the Xbox people.
But they want
for
it for
the
they want it for everybody.
Yeah. I know. It's not ideal for sure. But remember, maybe now, like the expectations on a Tomb Raider game are more tempered. Do you remember, was it one or two games ago where the expectations did not meet reality?
Yes.
So maybe now reality is set in and they're just like, we're not expecting to set the world on fire. Just throw it out there. I ordered it from Best Buy, got my $10 reward certificate and 20% off.
Me too.
Enjoy it. I did not.
Well,
I haven't played the last Tomb Raider game.
Really?
It was good.
Yep.
Good game.
I played the one before that one, which I liked.
The one based on the movie.
Yes. I enjoyed that game. I just never got around to playing that. I think I own it. Is it on Game Pass, maybe?
Check it out, dude. It's a good. They're good. They make a good Tomb Raider game these days. I got
pretty
sure
it's installed on my Xbox. I just haven't played it.
I did see that the new Tomb Raider game on Xbox One, and I guess on the Pro as well, will let you choose between frame rate and resolution, which is
Tess
nice.
Effects.
You'll.
Can we get the hair? Do we get the hair in this version?
I think you get the hair. You just get a lower resolution. I don't know. I'm not confirmed on the hair effects. But I definitely want to play a Tomb Raider game at 60 frames per second if I can. Sorry. What else?
That's pretty much it. Like, not even these Switch games look all that interesting.
Oh, Ninjin Clash of Carrots doesn't sound interesting to you for $15?
Let's just move on. Move on.
Ninjin is Japanese for carrot.
Move on to the end. That's more interesting to me now. Yeah, Carrot Clash of Carrots sounds...
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, it's a pun, Shipwreck. It's Ninjin. So it looks like ninja and sounds like ninja, but also Ninjin is carrot. So they've combined the two to make a clever title for the game.
That makes sense to me now. What about Son of a Witch? Mm-hmm. Is that a pun?
No. That's a reality. Trust me, I know.
But it's only in one language, so it's not as clever as the Ninjin pun. Now, do you understand?
I do.
Good. Okay. Let's talk about something that we all understand and love. Harry's. Of course, Harry's was founded by two guys who were fed up with overpaying for razor blades at drugstores. They would go in, they'd see the high prices, and they couldn't believe it. So what'd they do? They started their own company, and they bought a factory in Germany to make their own razor blades, and they sell them direct to you at half the price, just $2 a blade compared to $4 or more at the store. Of course, they have a quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let Harry's know within 30 days, and they'll give you a full refund. And they've got a trial offer for you. You can get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, a weighted ergonomic handle, the 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, the rich lathering shave gel, and the travel blade cover. Just go to harrys.com/cag and you can get that trial offer. I know that they sent us all a care package with some of their newest products, right, Wombat? You love getting care packages.
I do. It's one of my favorite things. And they sent a doozy of a care package this week.
Ooh, a doozy.
A doozy. It was full of soaps.
You don't even remember what it was. I'm going to test you right now.
Okay.
Don't look. Don't look.
I can't. It's in the bathroom and I'm sitting at my
desk. To the bathroom. It's never stopped you before.
I got the liquid soap, the body wash.
Body wash, yes. Which flavor did you get?
I got the one that's the shiso plant.
Yes.
That's the same one I got.
Did you steal my shiso plant?
I did. Then I used it to make my Harry's body wash.
I really like that body wash. I actually bought it when it first noticed it at Target maybe a month or two ago. So I'm well into my shiso body wash.
That's good routine. Stuff. I haven't used the bars yet because I've been using the body wash. I know one of the bars is stone.
Yes.
And I forget what the other one is. I want to say it's like a citrusy
fig,
something.
I believe.
Fig. Mm-hmm. Okay, so fig is not a citrus fruit, but it is a fruit. So I get partial credit.
We gave that one to Osaka Grandma. She likes a bar soap. She prefers a bar soap. I did not know that about Osaka Grandma, but I learned that during this stay.
And she enjoyed the fig?
She certainly did. And she was certainly impressed to see, like, this guy's got, not only is he in a museum, he's got free soaps just showing up at his house.
Did she dig the fig? That's what I need to know.
Yes. So, of course, we want to tell you, the listeners of our show, to redeem their trial set at harrys.com/cag. Make sure you go to harrys.com/cag to redeem your offer and let them know that we sent you to help support the show. Thank you, Harry's.
Dig the fig.
It's time for multi-platforming, Wombat, and your Overwatch Onslaught.
Cool. It's not called the Rainbow 6 Minute?
I got to tell you, I loaded up Overwatch the other day, and I just sat at the title screen for about 10 seconds, and I just turned it off, and I turned on Vermintide 2.
Huh.
Which I've been playing a lot.
I have that game on my Xbox.
Yeah, you should play. I mean, it's basically Gauntlet. It's Gauntlet, but first person. And that's all you need to know. And Gauntlet has tons of enemies. So just imagine Gauntlet in first person. It's set in the Warhammer world. You don't need to know what that is, but there's mostly like rat people fighting you.
I've played a little bit of it.
The problem with the Xbox version is that with these types, I find with these melee heavy first person games, mm-hmm. mouse and keyboard just works better. It feels like,
I can understand that.
It feels more like you're doing dicing and slicing.
Because I wasn't particularly impressed with the Xbox One version, so maybe that's
neither fine. Was I. Okay. I could tell like it had something, but it wasn't quite doing it for me. Playing it on the PC though, it fills that hole in my Overwatch lineup where I just need something for 20 minutes because that's basically
why don't you see? Oh, that's right, because you bought it on the wrong console. You could be playing Rainbow Six with me.
I don't like that as much, really. I mean, check this out. I'm taking the Battle Mage.
Mm-hmm.
I have a dagger that's really fast and slices people up good. But primarily, I have a staff that's basically a flamethrower. And if I do like my quick attack, I just do like a quick blast of the flamethrower. But if I charge it up and let it fully, you know, I charge it up and then push it down again to shoot it and hold it down for full release, it's just like, it's crazy. It's just a flamethrower that's going for like 20 seconds and you have like 50 ogres coming at you and you're just, you know, it's apocalyptic, really. I'm laughing while I play the game.
All right.
I'm really impressed with it. Like, I'm having a great time. I played probably 6 hours or so.
Before we started the show, I played a little bit of Onrush.
Oh, okay.
How are we liking that?
So far, it seems clever. I get it. I like that you're not really racing. It's all about points.
Right.
So, you know, it takes a little getting used to that.
Mm-hmm.
And by a little bit of getting used to, I mean, I only played the game for 45 minutes because we started a show.
You can get it now on my Xbox. Onrush in 45 minutes, though.
Yeah, I played, you know, it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's primarily meant to be played online. So when you're starting out, I'm assuming you're just playing the single player because you're.
There's plenty of single player meat
to that game as well, though.
Definitely. Yeah. But you're doing the same thing when you play online, right, except playing against real people. And it makes it, to me anyway, it makes it a little more exciting / interesting. Again, another game that you can play for like 15, 20 minutes before you go to bed and have a
game. Yeah, they added that to Game Pass.
Yep. Today. Right after we bought it.
Yep. But you two bought it.
We made it possible.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I know a lot of people probably want to know if we're buying or playing the new Destiny 2 that's coming out.
It's out now.
It's out.
It's out.
It was out yesterday.
I think we're pretty much out also, right?
I would have no problems going back in, but I'm not drawn to it. There's a game called Spider-Man that's coming out this week.
So yeah. I pre-ordered my Spider-Man at Best Buy. When I pick it up on Friday, they're going to try to give me another copy of Destiny 2.
Yep, they're mailing one to my house.
The hell am I going to do with that?
For some reason or another.
They're giving out Destiny 2 like it's an AOL trial disc from 1998.
I think they're going to just use it as packing materials. I like the gameplay in Destiny.
It's a good game.
I pretty much like everything about it except feeling that I have to really keep up with how to get the good stuff in the game. Like, I don't want to invest. I'm willing to invest time in either playing the game or reading about the game, but not both. So I think it's just not for me.
And but that said, you put in a ton of time into it, even if it not being
for into you. The first one.
Didn't you play a lot of the second one?
Yes, yeah.
You played, that's, yeah.
I'm sorry, I meant the first
iteration of Destiny 2.
Destiny 2 Vanilla.
Yes. But it started to get too complicated.
Right. Once like, you get so far along, it does become complicated. And it's still fun for a while after that. But then part of it, like the raids, I always felt like I was missing out on something there because I was never going to have time to sit down and do those really long raids with people.
Right.
So there was still enough to do for like Mrs. Shipwreck and I to play every night, and you do your weekly challenges and you buy your stuff from Xur and all of right. that. I don't know. We had seen it all. So maybe I'll definitely, I think, go back and play this just because we had fun playing it the first time.
You have the two expansions, right?
Yes. I bought the expansions. I have not played the expansions at all.
Yeah, I don't own those.
I don't feel like I need to fall for this when I didn't play the last two expansions.
I was going to say, because, I mean, but you need those, though, to buy Forsaken, so at least you're a step ahead of us.
I mean, I guess it's sort of wrong for me to say that it's too complicated because I could still probably have fun putting in as much effort as I wanted to learn right. about what I needed.
You could certainly just go in there and shoot stuff and have a good time.
Yeah, it's pretty good right. shooting. They got the shooting down.
And it's fun. Like, they have the online down when you get like a group of people mm-hmm. together. We had fun playing that.
Yeah, we played that new, what's the new mode? Gambit?
Yes. That was actually a really good mode because it was fun. That's a good point. But
PvE, PvP.
Also a good point is Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, yes. Spider-Man makes a good point, always. I was sort of sad to see that, like, the NHL, the new NHL game is coming out, and it's Destiny now. It's like the same type of situation. If you want to play their Ultimate Team mode, you have to know, like, it's just crazy. Like, you have to turn in, it's just like Destiny. You have to collect, instead of orbs, they're called something else. Alumni player items and legend sets and carbon collectibles. I mean, but it's the same shit as Destiny. And I'm not looking for that in a hockey game. It must be just, there's just like, it does something to people. And even though it like, it'll turn off a lot of people because they don't want to learn stuff. The people that it hooks, it must hook them so powerfully that you can just bet on the money coming in. Because there's nothing fun about collecting shit and trading it in inherently. Like, when you explain that to somebody, does that sound like fun to you, Wombat, when I tell you you're going to have to collect sets of things, and those sets you trade them in and get different sets that you also have to trade in? Sounds lame. That See, sounds, Wombat, you're already asleep.
That sounds lame.
Sounds dumb.
Dumb.
Anyway, I'm sad now. Somebody talk about something.
I've still been playing Strange Brigade. That game, is still fun. I'm either on the last level or the second to last level.
Are you going to get the season pass for that one?
Depends on what's in it, I guess.
It's more single player levels, and I think it's supposed to be 4 single player levels and a new character with each level.
Okay, we'll see what the price of it is, I guess.
The next one is a cowboy.
I've only been playing as one character so far.
And that's the guy with the medallion.
Yeah,
right?
Like
medallion,
that's dude. That's the guy that I
went with. He seems to be the best guy in the game.
He seems good. He kills the zombies, or the, sorry, not zombies, I guess, mummies and skeletons and stuff. But no, it's playing a lot of it. It can get a little bit samey, I would say, at some points, because the levels are really long. But I don't know. There's just something very soothing about playing that game.
It's actually pretty similar to Vermintide, except it's third person, and maybe it's not meant to be played in 20-minute chunks.
You should try, GP. If you like Strange Brigade and Vermintide, mm-hmm. you should check out Zombie Army Trilogy.
I've never even heard of that.
That's made by Rebellion. And it handles a lot like Strange Brigade, but it's you play it in like short 20-minute bursts, and it's similar in the play style to level structure as Vermintide.
Mm. So, all right. Contact my secretary about that.
It's a it's free on Game Pass.
So great. So when are we going to play Strange Brigade? Because I keep asking every time I sit down to play it, and nobody will play it with
tomorrow?
Me.
Tomorrow?
I can play at like 10:30 is my half-hour window.
That is when I am asleep.
But I've been playing Vermintide. I've been turning down your advances for Vermintide.
Bump that up to like 9, and I'm there.
At 9, I have to entertain Mrs. Cheapy with video entertainment.
No, you don't.
10:30, she gets ready for bed.
Just put like an inflatable Cheapy in the bed. You won't know the difference.
No, there's no TV up there.
I know. You just give her, put the tablet down.
She doesn't like
that. Put something down. Put something on.
No. She needs my companionship while we watch the show together. She will not be fooled by an inflatable me.
Yes, she would. Yeah, because she'll be like, wow, this conversation is riveting.
Right.
Something seems different.
And it's odorless. All right. What else we have here in multi-platforming and Wombat's Vermintude palace?
I think the Zen pinball thing is Vermintide, interesting.
Vermintude. Zen pinball. Go ahead.
Zen Pinball has the Bally Williams license.
What are the good tables there that we could be expecting?
All of them?
Like it's just such a big catalog. Like bigger than...
It's amazing.
Yeah, bigger than...
Medieval Madness?
Yep. That's a good one.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm trying to think of the other ones off the top of my head.
Funhouse.
Put me on the spot. Funhouse. Yes, thank you.
Junkyard?
No.
Fishtails, High Speed Fish Tales. Getaway, High Speed I'm just reading them from this.
You're reading the article.
I thought you were listing off Switch games.
Ninjin. Carrot something? I forgot. What was it?
No, but I'm very excited about this because we've had the collections before. I think Farsight was the developer on those.
Yeah. And they lost the license.
Yeah.
And now we know why.
Good as well. But having them all integrated into Pinball FX,
that's really what you want.
It's what you need. And the ability to just constantly be putting those out. Whereas before,
I never really liked the pricing structure for Bally Mid, the other one anyway.
The pricing structure?
Yeah, for the other company,
like
whereas
$20
like,
for a
you
disc?
Could buy it for. No, they also sold the table, the digital versions, where they sell two different versions of every table.
Right, they had like the pro version and the.
Yeah, yeah. Don't gaslight me.
No,
yes.
I know, but you could also just buy them on a disc and be done with it.
It is whatever. I don't want it on a disc. I want to just have it
for free. Also, if you can hook that up.
The Twilight Zone table was really cool. That was a good one. Black Knight. Mm-hmm.
Great movie, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on. Oh, did you want to talk about Polygon? Said they're not going to score their reviews anymore. I didn't realize that so many other sites don't score their reviews. And I was also surprised that Metacritic doesn't seem to... I remember there was a period where... Didn't matter if you scored your review or not.
They'd still just throw a score on there.
Right. They're scoring it. Didn't matter if you did or not. But now it looks like they just have a separate section. It says in progress and unscored, and those reviews are at the bottom of the list, and there's no score there. So I didn't realize that they had changed their policy.
It's a move. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure... I mean, it makes sense. First of all, I think it's a good move. I think it's very difficult to assign a number and have it really mean anything for a video game, for sure, especially these days where the game is
it used to be completely different. It used to mean, hey, this game is broken. Like,
right, which you needed. You needed that information because there was no other way to get it. You got it in a magazine.
You got it in a magazine.
With a number.
The game had no patches. You knew... You were getting a stinker of a game if you decided to go buy like a game that was got like a 3.5 in a magazine out of 10.
Yeah, I mean, although you're only going by like box art,
right? So it made a difference then. Now, sure, scores, no scores. I guess it really doesn't matter.
I feel like there was a lot more pressure to have scores on your review when Metacritic was probably a much a much bigger
contributor. Drink some water.
I have water. Hold on. I feel like Metacritic would send a lot more traffic back in the day than they do now. Like, there's a lot more opportunity for traffic outside of Metacritic.
Social media.
Social media, like the news aggregators like Google and, I don't know, Yahoo and the other one, mostly Google, I guess. But I always see like Polygon and Kotaku in my Google News. So it doesn't probably matter as much. And I don't know, I think it does make a lot more sense today where the game changes. It's constantly changing in some cases. So, all right. Where are we here? Microsoft?
Yes, I've been playing another game on the Xbox that was a game with gold not too long ago. The Disney movie game Brave. Have you guys checked this out?
I haven't even seen the movie.
It's not good.
You don't like Brave?
No.
Oh, we like Brave in this household.
That's because it's all full of gingers.
That's part of it. Emmeline also likes bears, so it's got that going for it. So we were just scrolling through things, and Emmeline saw that this was in my list of games is how we came across this. So we started playing it, and like, it's got co-op. So we were playing it, and she was having a tough time with the full-size Xbox controller. So I ordered her one of those Power A microcontrollers, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Like the ones that are that are kid-sized. And so now she can actually like hit all the buttons without having to move her hand. So she can actually hold it like a normal controller, which is a new thing for her, really. Like in the past, when she's playing games, she has like it's sitting in her lap and she's kind of playing it like you would with an arcade stick type of thing. Like hitting the buttons with one hand and then the other hand is controlling just the analog stick. It's actually pretty fun. It's like a twin stick shooter. But we're enjoying it. It's not a terrible movie license game, and she likes it a lot. So,
Game Pass paying for itself.
No, that was Games with Gold.
Yeah.
Oh, Games with Gold.
I think it was Games with Gold. I remember that. It's an Xbox 360 game, right? It was really weird that it was
a Games with Gold.
Yeah.
What?
It's Xbox 360, right?
Yeah, it's an Xbox 360 game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been playing, what is it, Skyforce Remastered they added to Game Pass last week.
Okay.
Fuck.
That's a shmup.
Mm-hmm. The shmup?
A shmup. It's pretty standard shmup stuff. Where you fight a bunch of little ships, and then you get to the end, and there's a big ship, and you shoot the big ship, and you go on to the next level. But it has a nice little, grinding RPG system to upgrade your stuff. And I don't know, I played a lot of that. I had, 20 minutes in the morning, and I'm like, I want to play something, but I don't want to play something I have to think about.
It's a roguelike, right?
Yeah, kind
of. Yeah. Kind of, yes.
Kind of. So I've been enjoying that. It's also, again, it's on Game Pass, so, you already own it, Cheapy.
Sweet. I'm not going to play it.
I like shmups.
That's fine. Let's move on to Sony.
Fine.
At Tim Utley writes in and it says, I know you've talked about crossplay on previous episodes, but given Sony's reaffirmed stance on it not happening on PS4, have your thoughts changed at all?
I don't know if it doesn't change my thoughts. They should have it.
What were our thoughts?
They should have it.
They should have it.
I don't know. It seems like they should have it.
The Sony CEO said that, like,
hey, we're winning.
Screw you.
It's a big screw you.
Maybe next time, fellas. Fortnite 2, if Xbox is selling more, then maybe Sony will change their tune. And maybe Xbox will clam up. Who knows? Ooh. We already talked about Vermintide, but I had something else for my stupid PC corner. The wireless Vive adapter came out. Wombat, would you like to guess how much the adapter costs? Now, it's just the adapter so that you can use your Vive VR set wirelessly. You still need to buy the whole VR set. Would you like to guess how much it cost?
$200.
That's a good guess.
Thank you.
Ship probably knows.
I don't know. Is VR still a thing? Is that still happening?
It is.
I feel like it's not, but
well,
I don't know.
You don't need to guess. I'll tell you.
Sure.
$300.
Perfect.
And I was looking at the replies on the official tweet announcement. The customers were not very happy. They were like, "Are you kidding?" I'm sure they're going to come out. There's like a new version that must be right around the corner that's going to have all this wireless shit built in and it'll be cheaper. But yeah, I'm pretty happy that I didn't buy that thing.
The most exciting VR news I saw this week was somebody had modded a Virtual Boy to output to a TV. They de-virtualized a Virtual Boy. So you didn't have to like stick your face in the goggles
something.
But is it all still red?
You could cycle through and like it's all one color, but you could cycle through and make it whatever color like they programmed in there.
Gotcha.
So finally,
the game's still shitty.
There was some decent stuff on there, but it was just that you couldn't play it without having a headache and being uncomfortable.
Sweaty forehead.
Right.
All right. Let's move on to the CAG bag. At Colonel Fantastic writes in, and he asks, is there anything stopping EA from bringing Origin Access Premier to Xbox as EA Access Premier? Is there any reason Microsoft wouldn't allow this on the platform? So Origin Access Premier is the PC-only offering that gets you all their new games.
Right.
Yes.
Ope. Like Ope. The kids call it Ope.
They call it Hope Origin. OAP, you mean.
OAP. Just such an elegant name. Origin Access Premier.
Origin. It's so hard to say Origin. It's just so hard to say Origin in general.
That's why we say OPE. What part did you miss?
So you're paying $100 a year to basically subscribe to EA's games.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get the new games as they come out. So he wants to know, can we do this on the console? I think as long as Sony gets their cut and Microsoft gets their cut, they probably would allow it. My guess is EA doesn't want to give them that cut. They'd rather just give the cut on the individual games. I don't know.
I think there's two sides to the argument, and I honestly don't know which way I fall. There's what you just said as making sure that Microsoft gets the money that they have. But then there's also the idea, like, if I'm not or if mentally, if I don't feel like I'm buying Madden, am I more likely to spend money on DLC? If I'm not buying Battlefield, am I more likely to spend money on DLC?
Right. Maybe this is more for the people who aren't going to be spending money on those games. Yeah. Or not DLC people. Not loot box, ultimate team people. I don't know.
But that's all EA games are now, right?
I know. Yep. They're just trying to manipulate you to spend money inside the game.
Anthem.
Yeah. So to answer your question, Colonel Fantastic, I think Microsoft would allow it. They're just going to want their cut.
I would upgrade to get the new Madden, the new Battlefront Frontfields, and an Anthem. Just to have.
I was considering it on PC because, well, I don't know. Seems all right. $100 for the year to get all the games.
Well, if you're going to buy at least three games, then yeah. If you're interested in three EA games coming out within the year, then it's worth it. $33.
I like to see what they look like on PC.
Yeah.
I'd like to take a peek.
Get your NHLs. You get NHL, Battlefield. And
it's not on PC.
I was going to say, I don't think they make an NHL for PC.
Oh, well, then yeah, then what's the point?
They did make Madden this year, so maybe next year.
Yeah.
The thing that might bring NHL to PC is these in-game purchases. Because at a certain point.
The Sims and stuff with this as well?
Well, they have like a back catalog.
Okay.
So it's like Game Pass, except... It's exactly like Game Pass. Microsoft's giving you their first party
Dungeon
games.
Dungeon Keeper? Dungeon Keeper was a good game.
I don't know. It says there's 139 games in the collection.
Pop it.
78 of them are Sims expansions.
It's possible.
Can you play Spore?
I don't know. Probably. pick some of these questions, Wombat. I'm tired of talking. It's 79 degrees down here.
Oh, it's so hot in here. I feel like I'm going to pass out.
I smell.
I know. I bet.
You know I smell?
Yes. That's how bad I said smell? I bet.
Okay, you can't answer this. You can't ask these questions. This is the way I can. @DanOhisMyMano asks, are you guys looking forward to the Black Ops 4 Blackout? That's their Battle Royale mode. Wombat?
I doubt it.
This could be the one.
You think so? This could be like, I mean, is it going to be free?
No.
Then what the hell do I care?
I mean, you know, Ninja had his game. It was Fortnite, took him to the top. This could be your game.
Oh, you're saying that I should buy it and start streaming every day,
mm-hmm.
and I could be the next Ninja.
Do you need to know how to like side strafe to be like the next Ninja?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, I have to. Never mind then.
No scope headshots, isn't that the thing? That's what the kids are into.
Sure. Any headshot would be good, probably.
I got four kills.
In what?
In one round of Rainbow Six, I posted the
screenshot. No way.
You didn't see the screenshot?
No.
He was second best on his team.
I posted the screenshot.
Shit, I missed that. Second best. He couldn't have been second best because there's only...
No, he was.
You have four kills in a round, you mean?
Yeah, one round.
Like the whole game, not a round, the whole match.
No, in that round.
How are you in second place?
Because that was for the match.
Yeah, whatever.
The stats were for the match.
It was. I used the guy that plants the thing in the wall, and he triggers grenades that go off on the other side of the wall.
And you got a good one.
And all the idiots were huddled around the bomb. So nice. I set it off, and I killed two people at once. And then I placed the other bomb when they moved to the other side of the room.
Nice. Oh, that's good.
I killed four people. It was so satisfying.
Oh, you should have recorded that shit.
I didn't know that was going to happen.
No, after, you know, Xbox is always recording.
That's true. I could have saved that. But
technologies.
Yeah. I know. It was pretty funny. So that's my Rainbow Six story and how I got a lot of kills. Because
if you had the video, you whip that out and shut me right up.
Yep.
I never got four kills.
It's pretty funny. I got one of those packs out of it, too. I got a weapon skin.
Oh, how fucking stingy could they be with those packs?
I know. It's like, a weapon skin that works on one weapon for a guy I never use. Thanks so much.
And they tell you, it's so funny because they'll tell you the percentage of you winning a pack.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's like, it's not like you win three matches and you get a pack like Overwatch if you play an arcade.
Yeah, it's
your percentage to win a pack is 2.5% if you win the next game, next match.
Yeah.
And then it goes up a little bit by a little bit every match you win, or even if you lose. I think.
It's stupid.
It sucks.
That game is so stingy. It's bananas.
So stingy.
Stingiest.
I've unlocked nothing in that game, and I never will.
I unlocked three skins. That's what I've unlocked. I will say that much.
@DC16 asks me if I finished the Adventure Zone graphic novel after Ty read it. Ty said yesterday, unprompted, that he loves this book and that he's read it like 13 times, and it's just as funny every time, he said. So I've not had a chance to look at it. It's still in his possession. I read like the first three or four pages. There was a reference to masturbation, like immediately. So. Anything else you want to mention here? No. Anyone? Anyone still alive?
Nope.
I'm sweating. I'm literally sweating. All right. Let's say goodbye then, since we're sweating so much. Let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter @CheapyD, @NewWombat, even though he's not tweeting, but he is kind of tweeting.
Mm-hmm.
@Shipwreck, @VideoGameDeals, of course, Thorbond coming back from a successful PAX run. And of course, we want to remind you to redeem your trial set at harrys.com/CAG. Make sure you go to harrys.com/CAG to redeem your offer and let them know that we sent you to help support the show. That's it. Bye.
Bread's done.
We're going to have to blow the computer.
Blow rock?